We grab the sports world by the neck and swing it around like a cowboy's lasso. It's a heck of a thing, really. Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN.
Welcome back. It's hour number two. Sheeman and Shepard without Craig. We'll be back on Monday. We're back together. But Chris is headed to the Disney Cruise on vacation. Will he be okay? But you know what? These Disney cruises are great. They have adult time. They have adult sections cordoned off for everything else. They're supposed to be some of the best cruises out there. You've been on these before, right?
No, never been on a Disney cruise. This is my first one. Been on cruises before.
Yeah.
But first time going on a Disney cruise, first time going on a cruise with a kid.
I've only been on
one. My own kid.
I was skeptical. I went on one in 2010. I liked it. Good time. Went to Key West and Cozumel back in the day. Good stuff. But you'll have a good time.
Oh, I'm sure. Something I didn't get to because it's just breaking. Jimmy Butler's turned down a 4-year, $110 million extension from the Timberwolves.
Wow. Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
And there were next year?
Well, there were some rumors going around at the beginning of free agency that Jimmy Butler might be one of those names to be a free agent at the end of next season because he's tired of the antics that go on with some of the young guys on that Timberwolves team. Andrew Wiggins, Carl Anthony Towns.
Really?
Yeah.
Those young whippersnappers and their shenanigans?
Yeah.
He's
not
upset about that?
Yeah, doesn't like the way that the culture that they have in Minnesota.
He was so close to being a Celtic a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
It's all you heard. Was
all
was,
you heard, yeah.
Before I moved down here, it's like, oh, Jimmy Butler.
That was the Isaiah Thomas year where he was going off. And
He didn't
win the MVP that year, but he came in second, right?
I believe so.
Yeah.
I believe so. DeMarco Murray retiring after 7 years. Made the announcement live on ESPN2 last hour. A little surprising, I guess. You know, really, named the 2014 Offensive Player of the Year.
Led the AFC in rushing in 2016. It was only 1,287 yards, but he led a whole conference.
Absolutely. And changed the trajectory of the Tennessee franchise after being acquired from the Eagles in 2016. He had some, and he was leading Player of the Year, as you said, in 2014, Offensive Player of the Year, leading rusher in 16, but...
And how old is he?
Time to move on, 30.
There's your number.
30 years old.
Ding, 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 ding. How old is LeSean McCoy? 30?
I believe so.
Just saying, running backs seem to hit a certain number.
Mm-hmm. The number's 30.
And then they're cut. Or retire, or move on, or whatever. I don't think that should surprise a lot of people.
LeBron Hader says, goodbye Chris's wallet.
Oh, Disney Cruise, yeah. Yeah.
Well, he already spent $80 on T-shirts for himself.
Well, it was $60 for T-shirts for myself.
Did you buy him anything for your son?
No, I got Everett. I got him something.
And it was? Come on. It's the same thing that happened with what's-her-name on Levitard today. You can't just throw stuff out and not say it.
It's a leather jacket.
A leather jacket Fonzie?
Hold on. It looks exactly like Fonzie's jacket, yes. The reason I got it for him, he loves the movie Sing. If anybody's seen the movie Sing, Johnny the Gorilla, he plays the piano, and he plays the song by, oh my gosh, why am I blanking on his name? Famous musician out of England.
Paul McCartney?
No. Why am I forgetting this guy's
famous musician out of England.
Oh,
well,
my
that
gosh, he
it
plays
down.
The piano. He's gay.
Oh, Elton John.
Elton John. Yeah. Thank you. Why couldn't I remember that?
Seen him 11 times,
he
by
plays
the way.
I'm Still Standing by Elton John.
Oh, that's why Everett loves that song.
And
that's right.
The gorilla wears a leather jacket.
Yeah.
Well, Everett enjoys putting on he wears Chuck Taylors, too. So we got him some Chuck Taylors. He puts jeans on and a green shirt, and he likes to be the monkey, he says. I'm the monkey. And now I got him a jacket so he could really be
leather
the monkey.
Leather jacket.
Well, it was $20, so I don't know.
That's not bad.
I don't think it was really leather.
It'd be 90 degrees on the cruise ship wearing a leather jacket.
We're not taking it on the cruise.
Oh, you got to take it on a cruise.
No, I'm not taking it on the cruise.
You know, the cool night on the promenade deck?
No, they got they do have one night where I'm underprepared. Not prepared, ill-prepared. I don't know what the right terminology is, but they have a pirate night.
I don't want to be a pirate.
Well, I don't have anything that lends me to be a pirate.
That's a pirate.
Hey, nothing. So I got to swing by the Pirates of the Caribbean ride at Magic Kingdom on Sunday.
That's the first ride I see. I have not been to Disney World since 1978.
They've redone it.
Since 1978. I have not been. I really didn't have a desire, but now I feel like.
You would not like it, Pete. You'd hate it.
But what if I just went to
Universal? No, you'd hate it. Oh, you'd like Universal.
Just that. I don't care about going on rides.
Listen, Universal is a much better time than Disney.
Go drinking around the world, that kind of thing?
Well,
was that at Epcot?
That's at Epcot, yeah, okay. where they have beer. Where was I going with that? Oh, Universal. Universal is great. I mean, bigger
I'm
rides.
Not going to stand. I'm not going to Toy Story. I'm not going to stand in line for
rides.
Right.
I mean, you go to Disney if you have a little kid, or it's more the nostalgia with Disney. Mickey Mouse, take you back to your childhood and all that.
Jim Gaffigan said, the great comedian, he said, you know, there are those adults that don't have kids that go to Disney because we call them weirdos.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So, but Universal, I feel like a young married couple who don't have any kids, perfectly acceptable for them to go to Universal. They've got drinking that go, you know, between Islands of Adventure and Universal Studios, beer, liquor, the little area in between the two parks. They've got bars all over the place, live music most of the time. They do like a summer concert series there. So that's fun. But same with Busch Gardens. You would love Busch Gardens.
Well, I've been to Busch Gardens in Tampa.
Yeah, Busch Gardens is great.
Yeah, I've been there. Yeah, fine. Jim also says, Gaffigan, hysteric. He has a great bit that's about Disney. He's like, I stood in line for over 2 hours for the Dumbo ride with my son. After 50 minutes, I realized I'm the Dumbo.
I waited for that Dumbo ride, I want to say 35 minutes last time I was there.
Really?
Yep.
And he talks about it, he's like, you know, and all it is when you go to Disney, it's like, you know, you're looking, you're on vacation, it's like, you like something to eat. He's like, well, you know, let's go to the snack bar and get something, and maybe afterwards we'll get something to eat.
Right.
Because it doesn't matter what you're doing. All you're thinking about is your next meal on vacation. Well, this lunch is good, but hey, how about getting something to eat after this?
That's what it is, though.
It is.
That's seriously what it is. You wait in line for an hour. You ride a ride for 5 minutes. You get out of that ride, and then you go wait in a line to get popcorn, an ice cream bar, a Coca-Cola. You're waiting in lines. That's what you do when you go to these parks.
But I would like Universal. I've been told I'd like Universal. I'd like Epcot. I don't have to go stand in line anywhere.
Universal, you would be a big fan of Islands of Adventure. You would get a kick out of Islands of Adventure.
I like to see this. I know they have the Star Wars procession every. It's like the changing of the guard in England with the Queen. They have the Star Wars procession.
They
like
do that
every
day
at the Magic Kingdom.
No,
right?
Not Magic Kingdom. Hollywood Studios.
Oh,
that's where that is. Yeah.
That's part of Disney too, right?
That's part of Disney. That's a different park inside of Disney, which I'll be going there tomorrow because that's where the new Toy Story Land is opening up at.
Does Everett know that Toy Story Land is open?
He's not really big into Toy Story right now.
Really?
He's
seen that movie?
No.
Oh, if he sees that movie, then you're dead.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I try to introduce a new movie about once every 3 to 4 weeks just because, like, right now I'm about to throw something at my TV when I see the beginning of Finding Nemo. I am so done with that movie. And again, Disney movie, how does it open up with? Death.
Did you see the
immediate death?
Did you see the sequel? Was it Dory?
Finding Dory?
Finding Dory?
Yeah.
I didn't see that one. Okay. Finding Nemo was funny.
It was Finding Nemo was a good movie. The turtles
Disney
are great.
Movies. I'm telling you, go. I remember as a little kid watching Bambi. Bambi's mom dies in a fire. Right there. Dies in fire. You know, it's like Bambi and Thumper. Snow White. The huntsman goes out and cuts the heart out of a chipmunk or something. It's supposed to cut out Snow White's heart and bring it back to the evil queen. Seriously. I mean, it actually said, I think they've edited it now a little bit, but that's what it used to be. When you read the book, Cinderella is unbelievable. You read the original Cinderella by Hans Christian Andersen and the original Little Red Riding Hood? Are you kidding me? That's like right out of Friday the 13th. The original. The original Wizard of Oz.
What is it? It's Sleeping Beauty. Let's just.
Sleeping Beauty?
Yeah.
Go read the Wizard of Oz the way it was supposed to be, you know, I'm telling you. The way the Tin Man, you know why the Tin Man was a Tin Man? Because somebody chopped off all of his limbs. He was. and Magic, you know, it's not all about Glinda and all this stuff. It's unbelievable. These stories are gory. The origins are gory of all this stuff. Cinderella, Snow White, Sleeping Beauty, Wizard of Oz. Stuff you see on TV. It's not the way it was written.
339 pointing out the obvious. The dad lion dies in The Lion King.
Well, and Mufasa, that's another one. I was going to bring up that. I mean, I remember, and I've seen The Lion King about 20 times. I love that movie.
That's it?
That's a lot.
I've seen it a lot.
And when Scar, his brother, takes Mufasa by, instead of helping up the cliff, claws him and chucks him down into the stampede of water buffalo and kills his own brother. We'd see the reaction of 4 and 5 year olds in the movie theater going, holy bleep! Why did Daddy kill Uncle Scar? I don't understand really why. He just sang that nice song. He seems to be friendly with hyenas. What the hell happened? What happened? Is Daddy going to do that to Uncle Joe?
They're all every Disney movie, right?
Yeah. I said Bambi, the mother dies in a fire. Cinderella, the original, speaks for itself. Those sisters are killing each other. Tin Man's got limbs cut off. All sorts of stuff happening. I think the worst part of Wizard of Oz on TV is when the Scarecrow goes, they took my legs and threw them over there. Then they took the stuffing out of my arm and they threw them over there. I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on in Disney movies. Mickey Mouse was a racist little rodent when it first came out.
You are absolutely right about that. The cartoon was.
Yeah, the cartoon.
Walt Disney.
He never smiled except for the devious little day. He was a bad little rodent. And they switched it all up, and the rest is history. But, yeah, I mean, Lion King's got some unbelievable adult themes in it. Most Disney movies do on this, which I think that's why they're brilliant in a lot of ways. But, I mean, if you're 5 years old and you watch Mufasa die in that scene, in a way, because the animation back then, that was the first time when they did, in the beginning, when when all the animals are coming.
The Circle
of Life song in the beginning. That was unprecedented camera work back then, what they did. I think they sent the camera crew to Africa for about 2 years to study all the animals and do it right so it looked exactly like it would. That was the benchmark of animation back then, the way that particular movie was done, believe it or not. And I'm sure a lot of you remember that. But that's why it looks so real. That scene when Mufasa's falling off the cliff after Scar claw, I mean, that is like,
And then he tells a young lion, a child,
to run away.
This is your fault.
Your fault.
You did this.
You did this. Oh. You caused your father to die.
There's some crazy stuff. Like, there's a couple websites out there that'll kind of show you like hidden things that are in Disney movies and animated movies. Yeah. In Shrek, I just learned this the other day. In Shrek, beginning when they're rounding up all the fairy tale creatures and sending them off.
Crazy. I've never seen that movie.
Okay. So this is great. They have a little scene with, the mama and papa bear in a cage and then the baby bear in a separate cage and the baby bear is crying and then they kind of cut away and they don't show it ever again. They flash forward to Lord Farquaad's chambers. Mama bear is a rug on the floor right there.
Oops.
It's crazy.
What happened to mama bear?
Right.
So how do you explain that to a child? Seriously. 239-337-3776. How do you explain Disney death to a child? No, I'm fasting because I'm not a parent. I just talk to my dog. You know? My Scotty Terrier Chara. That's who I talk to.
See, luckily so, I haven't, like.
How old's your son? What, two?
He's 2.5.
Right,
so he's not to the point where he's.
What's the most adult question he's asked you so far? When he's not peeing, pooping, and puking and writing stuff all over
you. It's not really like a question that I'll ask. He'll like look at me and something that I say to him, he'll kind of use it in a similar context and say it right back to me. Like, okay, that's enough. He looked at me and did that one the other day.
Well, what were you doing to him that aggravated him?
I was messing with him when I was trying to watch something. Just going up and like poking him in the side or, you know, little stupid stuff like that.
All right. 239-337-3776. We're going to have some fun on a Friday. And I got to get some of that stuff. I'll get to it. But honestly, those of you who are parents out there, how do you explain these gruesome deaths in Disney movies to your daughters and sons? And I'm not talking about 12 and 13 years. I mean when you
go four
or 5 year olds.
Frozen, Disney movie, first song, mom and dad go off, the king and queen, the ship goes bye-bye. There's a big wave, and then you don't see the ship anymore that they're on. Everett looked at me, and he goes, ship goes bye-bye?
Ship goes bye-bye?
Yes.
So is he going to say that to you when you go on this cruise
next
week?
It's gone.
Ship go bye-bye? God forbid.
I don't know what.
Oh, my God. All right, 239-337-3776. Chris is in Naples up next here on Sheeman and Shepherd with Pete and Chris on 99.3 ESPN. Hey, Chris.
Hey, how you guys doing? Good. Love the show.
Thanks, man.
Side note, my tribe won like 15-1 the other night. Just want to throw that out there. Anyway.
Yeah, wait, know what's funny about that game? Did you see what's-his-name got the save because he pitched three innings?
I did. Yeah. I did. That kind of made me laugh.
Yeah.
But, you know, the Disney topic is great, man. I grew up with all those movies. I'm 36, and I got a four-year-old and a baby, so I got them around my house again now. And The Little Mermaid kills me because the chef at one point's chasing around Sebastian the crab, trying to cut his head off and singing the song about putting him in the boiling water as far as violence. But then the sexual innuendo that is littered in that movie. I mean, Queen Ursula and her whole thing, it's scary because she's talking about stealing mermaid souls and turning them into sea vegetation. But she all but does a strip tease where she's jiggling her boobies at the end of it. It's absolutely ridiculous. I can't believe I watched it as a kid.
How about Aladdin? How about that?
That's another one.
Talk about sexual.
You know what? I do appreciate them making all the cartoon babes in their hot, so at least the dads get to sit there, shake our heads, and enjoy it a little bit.
All right, Chris. Good stuff, man. Enjoy your weekend. Yeah, that's hysterical. Yeah, so that's another. A few of these movies I haven't seen, but there's a lot of sexual innuendo out there in Disney movies. Aladdin's another one. I mean, Jafar, it is. You know, this big knife and all that. I mean, it's just, you know, and again, I'm not talking about your average teenager or even 11, 12. I mean, there's a lot, you go to these Disney movies and a lot of them are PG, even if they're animated.
Yeah, yeah.
And you see 3, 4, 5 year olds sitting there with these adult themes, these incredibly nasty deaths or implied deaths. How do you explain that? I'm trying to think.
I think they do it so early in the movie that by the time the kid is done with the movie, they kind of forget about the death. They forget about the parents dying. They forget about the deer getting caught in the fire, getting the bullet to the head. I've never seen Bambi. I don't know how that
Bambi
plays out.
Bambi dies in a fire. You know? He ends up with Thumper. Thumper the rabbit. You know? I told you. Snow White, the huntsman, goes out, supposed to cut Snow White's heart out. Bring it back to the queen. He cuts it out of a chipmunk or a squirrel, whatever it was.
Have you seen the new Snow Whites that they've done?
Oh, the Huntsman, yeah.
What is it called? They have Maleficent and...
That's Sleeping Beauty.
Snow White and the Huntsman.
Yeah.
Really good movie.
Absolutely. That's the real stories. Those are the real stories. And Charlize Theron did a great job in those. And so did Chris Hemsworth, as you know, who was also Thor in all the Avenger movies. And he played the Huntsman. And a lot of those were real stories. That's the way the books were actually written. But hard to take a 5, 6 year old to those type of movies with the PG-13 number one. And then there's a lot of violence. Maleficent, I thought was a fantastic movie. Angelina Jolie did a great job. It was a really well written story, but there's a lot of violence in that movie. And you know, you take little kids to these movies, some Disney movies. And it's not like all, you know, let's sing a song together and happy. Yeah,
it's
happy,
like,
and you know, you're not going to get that. It's not Minions.
My generation, like, we grew up with cartoons that didn't necessarily go after the little innocent kids.
Yeah, I didn't either.
When I was growing up, we had Family Guy that started, like, when I was in high school.
And that's on a whole different level. Even the Bugs Bunny I grew up with on Saturday mornings had tons of adult themes to it.
But you heard the horror stories of these parents taking their little kids in to go see, was it Sausage Party?
Oh, God, yeah.
I mean, it's a cartoon. It's an animated movie. It is in no
But it's rated
way.
R, and I have a non-rated version. Which is even
which
more
is
disgusting.
Which is hilarious.
The last scene might be one of the
funny.
The last scene of Sausage Party might be single-handedly one of the funniest side-splitting scenes I have ever seen in my life.
That movie.
I remember when I went to see Borat, I had no idea what it was, because I knew it was the character from the HBO show. The scene when the guys are naked and they're running through the hotel, people either got up and left. I fell out of my seat. I tell you, I thought I busted a rib. I couldn't take it. I was absolutely dying. He shows up at the bullfight, starts singing the national anthem in Texas, the rodeo. I mean, it just, but I knew what I was getting. I mean, oh. When you see other people, they bring these kids into these animated movies. All right, 239-337-3776. I'm just wondering how you explain some of these deaths to very young children in these Disney movies. All right, who's up next? Henry's in Naples. Up next here on Sheepman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN. Hey, Henry. Henry?
Yes, sir.
Hey, you're on. What's up, buddy?
Yes. Well, as far as probably Chris may be a little too young to remember this, as far as when, because you'd have to be have had the movie at the very beginning, the very first run of them. The very first run of VHS of The Little Mermaid, going back to The Little Mermaid, the very top of the castle where it's in, if that's in the DVD, in the VHS.
I know. I've seen it. I've seen it, Henry. And it's one of those,
And just so you know, Henry, you can't say that word.
Yeah.
But you can say there's something on the top of the castle. Yeah, we're not going to say that word.
There was an adult something that was an adult design of the set that was purposely there, and they do that all the time. You'd be amazed at how much that stuff is in movies. It's a Tex is in Benita up next here on Sheepman and Shepherd, Pete and Chris today on 99.3 ESPN. Hey, Tex.
Hey. My kids are real big into the cartoon movie Hercules. I don't know if you've seen
it. Oh, yeah, Hercules, yep.
All right. And the satyr at the very beginning of the movie played by Danny DeVito is really well cast. But the first scene you see in him, he's peeping in on girls taking a bath.
Really?
And then later on, when he saves the first girl, he starts making sexual innuendos, you know, I'm real too, baby, and all that. And then later on in the movie, my kids never caught it, but when the kids are stuck in front of the rock, they start yelling, somebody call IXII. And my son's like, what's that? And I was like, that's Roman numerals for 911.
Oh
my gosh.
That's right.
I remember asking my mom about that. She was like, it's something that Disney does to keep the parents interested when they take you to go see it.
Oh, absolutely. Thanks for the call, Tex. That's awesome. Great stuff.
I want to keep taking phones on this.
Oh, absolutely. We're gonna take
our phone system just crashed out real quick, so I got to reset it, and we'll get to more when we come back.
All right, quick break. 239-337-3776. Let's continue this discussion going. How do you handle these Disney, not only sexual innuendos, more importantly, these deaths? How do you handle it with your young kids? And I'm talking about 4, 5, 6, 7-year-olds. How do you do it? I don't know. I'd be at a loss. 239-337-3776. Jimmy and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN.
Sports. You love it. Love it. We love it. Love it. And quite frankly, I don't trust anyone who doesn't love it. Do you?
Is that a serious question?
This is Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN.
Right back here, Sheeman and Shepherd rolling along on a Friday. Chris is 2.5 hours away from his vacay. 239-337-3776. An interesting discussion, as always, on this program. When is it not? Talking about, amongst other things in sports, but a little side discussion, a little sidebar, if you will, about Disney movies, the animated ones, and the deaths and the sexual overtones in the movies, and how you explain it to little Joey and little Sally at the very young and impressionable ages of 4, 5, 6, and 7. How do you do it? And I'm wondering some of the interesting questions that some of your...
Well, it's gotten a little bit better over time. Back in 1977, Disney came out with The Rescuers. I've never seen this. The film was released in 1999. But the original video in 1977, it was a cartoon, had a naked woman in one of the windows of the street.
I'm trying to think. The Rescuers with the mice. There was a great song that came out of there. I think it won an Oscar, as a matter of fact. Was nominated for one. Who was it? Somewhere Out There. I think it was People Bryson.
Never watched the movie. I don't know.
Yeah, I think so.
There's that going to Emperor's New Groove, right? Or Kronk's New Groove.
Okay.
He pitches a tent to go to sleep, and the tent has some strange shadows on it. It goes back there.
Okay, thought you're going another direction again, but yeah.
In The Little Mermaid...
Lots of Little Mermaid references.
When they get married, the priest who is marrying him has a bulge.
Yeah.
below his waistline.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean they're chock full. Disney's dirty, dirty people.
But just you know, most little kids are going to pick up on that stuff. But the deaths and some of the other stuff that happens at times, you got to wonder. Because you always see parents, you know, and these, you know, something will happen, and like this adult human, you know, and you don't want your kid to see your laugh. As you can tell, the parents don't want to see their young child see them laughing, so they try to avoid it. Because inevitably, they're going to pick up on it, because kids are smarter, so. But 239-337-3776, 239-337-3776. Here we go. 941 says, short and sweet, I'll never forget this. I was 5 years old, and my mom decided to take me to the Little Mermaid. However, she didn't buy the real one made by Disney. She bought the Japanese version, which, to her surprise, the mermaids don't cover up anything. She walked in the room midway through the movie and said, "What the bleep? Sorry, I know what's wrong." No, so, I didn't know that. I did not know that. I did not know that. So,
well, I'll be keeping my eyes open on the Disney cruise that I'm going on.
Oh, yeah, of course.
I'll be keeping my eyes open. I want to see if they've got anything hidden on the boat that I can pick up on or something.
They're going to have Mickey Mouse there and Snow White.
Oh, I've heard that there are just a ton of characters all over the place.
But then you see, like, Princess Jasmine. I see Princess Jasmine, I did, you know, pictures of her at Disney, where they're, you know, the dressed up and totally hot. I mean, unbelievable. You know, do they have these people come around on the cruises as well that dress up?
Yeah.
Wow.
No, and when you go to the Magic Kingdom, there is I've never gone into it. You meet Disney princesses, but it is every time I've been, it is like a 2.5 hour wait. I don't know what it's about. They rotate the princesses,
well, especially Snow White,
that go through
and Jasmine, no,
you
Cinderella.
Know, no, you know no. The new one, Elsa.
Elsa
is the big one.
Yeah,
Frozen kind of changed. Actually, here's a little fun fact about the movie Frozen. Originally, the way it was written, Elsa was the bad guy. She was the bad character. Then they put the movie out to some test groups and the song Let It Go tested so well that they couldn't have one of their bad characters singing the song. They had to have somebody, a protagonist, singing the song, not an antagonist. So they rewrote the entire second half of that movie to where it really doesn't make a whole heck of a lot of sense. But they made so much money off the song, it was worth it.
Cool. That makes sense. 239 says, you're right. Somewhere out there's an American Tale. You're right. That's the Mouse movie. The Rescuers, I forget. 239-337-3776. And, Now we're just having some fun today on a Friday. We've had all these ridiculous NFL stories this week. None of it's good. None of it. I do have a couple of funny ones or interesting ones that are entertaining, I think I want to get to, including where did all the nicknames come from, which we'll get to. We're also going to have a couple more giveaways to give away today in a little bit. We got a round of Stony Brook golf at Stony Brook to give away. We've got another pair of tickets for our bus trip to the Sox Rays game at the Trop coming up on Saturday, August 25th at 6:05. I'll be on it. Chris will be on it and Craig will be on it. But as a side, again, we're talking about, you know, how you handle your children, some of these animated Disney movies. Chris is going on a cruise. So I'm wondering, and I'm sure there's going to be Disney clips and they're going to have Disney night and Disney movies shown. But, you know, I'm wondering in some of these movies, how you guys handle it with some of the younger kids. 239-337-3776, 239-337-3776. Let's go to Colin on the Cape up next here on Sheeman and Shepherd with Pete and Chris today on 99.3 ESPN. Hey, Colin.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call. I love the show.
Thanks.
Daily listener. Always calling about my Eagles. I just want to see if you guys had any plans tomorrow, and they let me do a little plug for a charity golf tournament. It's called a Round for Rodo here in Cape Coral. It's going to be held at Coral Run tomorrow morning, being off at 8 a.m. Registration begins at 7. I got some foursomes available, and it's to benefit the youth of Cape Coral at the Cape Coral Youth Center. Ryan Rogowski worked there for years, and he was very involved with the youth, and unfortunately passed a bit too soon. And so we're honoring him. It's going to be an annual event and looking to start off the day. So if you guys don't have any plans tomorrow, I know you talk about golf. Round for Rogo tomorrow at Coral Oaks, man. Still taking some foursomes.
All right, Colin, that's great. Great stuff, and good luck to you. But I wish I wasn't playing. I've already had a foursome ready to go tomorrow at my place, but I'm sure it'll be good. Weather's supposed to be pretty good tomorrow. Always in the morning, 8 o'clock shot.
It's always good in the morning, right?
You'll be fine. You'll be fine. 239-337-3776. Jeff in Port Charlotte up next here with Cheeseman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN. Hey, Jeff.
I just want to ask a question about the cartoons and everything.
Yeah.
Why can't we watch and have H.R. Puff and stuff and Croft cartoons? You know, but yet they can have TV shows like Breaking Bad where they're teaching us how to make heroin.
Well, Breaking Bad is on Netflix, okay, and that's, I mean, Breaking Bad, I mean, it used to be on Netflix.
Well, it was AMC initially, wasn't it?
It was AMC initially, yes. It was AMC initially, but again, those shows are on, H.R. Puff and stuff. I used to love that in Witchy Pool. They took that off. Those were classics. I told you, they took off Year Without a Santa Claus off network TV because stupid executives at ABC at the time thought Heat Miser was too much like Satan. And they took it off. Now, it's still on, like, on TNT or it'll be
one of those.
But it took it off network TV because some dopey executive said that Heat Miser was scaring children because it was too much like Satan. Now, there was some great dialogue in that. Some great, especially when Heat Miser talks about Snow Miser and goes, "What's the Tutti Frutti Snow Cone up to now?"
See, I've never seen that.
You're without a Santa Claus.
No, I'll have to watch it this year.
Same people that have done Rudolph, that have done.
Done with that like that, clay.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
The clay.
Santa Claus
clay
coming to town,
something like that.
Oh yeah, Burgermeister, Meister Burger, who's obviously German dictator. That's a big fat German dictator who doesn't want the kids to have toys. Oh yeah, there's all sorts of stuff. Out there, there really is. But yeah, I mean, and Breaking Bad is a tremendous show. I get no problem with adult themed shows. It's not that those shows are on those are on cable. AMC's on cable. I got no problem with those shows that are on. I mean, you gotta censor your kids. I mean, you pick and choose as a parent what you think is not or is not acceptable. That is a great show with great acting. And in my opinion, the best drama series in the history of TV, or certainly one of the top three.
Back-to-back texts. It was meth, not heroin.
Well, that's the other thing. Get your narcotics right.
Sorry.
But what I do think about the premise of Breaking Bad, if you haven't seen it, the premise of that show, I think, is phenomenal. Take a guy who's a...
Well, he's a science teacher, right?
Science teacher, a chemistry teacher, and very good chemistry teacher, you don't know this at the beginning, but as the 5 or 6 seasons develop, you understand, because I do foreshadow, I do backstory. He had a chance to become a big corporate mucky muck and kind of got screwed out of really millions of dollars. Anyway, guy develops cancer. He's got a son who has got a cerebral palsy and a wife, and they have, medium income means, and all these bills start to pile up, and they don't know how to pay for it for his cancer treatment. Insurance only covers so much, so he develops a relationship with a former student who's a total degenerate at the time, Jesse Pinkman, the character's name, and they decide to form a team and make crystal meth so he can pay for his hospital. He never used Jesse, did, but that's the premise. I think it's fascinating. The acting in it is terrific. Meanwhile, he's hiding his whole secret life. He's got his brother-in-law, who is a federal drug enforcement, works with DFA.
Officer?
Yeah. It's unbelievable. You haven't seen it, have you?
No, I haven't.
Oh, my God.
No, I was between that, but then I thought, should I watch Better Call Saul before I watch Breaking Bad? Because technically, Better Call Saul a prelude?
It's a pre, yeah.
Even though it came out after Breaking Bad.
Yep.
And then, so in my... the tug and pull that was between those two shows, I landed on House of Cards somehow.
Yeah,
which
Better Call Saul is outstanding. You can watch every episode on Netflix now, too, that. And it should be coming out with season 4, I think, very shortly. And that was so well done.
So, I mean, I get it. Kevin Spacey's a terrible human being, all that stuff. Got it. I agree. It's an entertaining show. I don't know what else.
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry. It's got me hooked through the first five episodes.
Yep, it really does. All right, 239-337-3776, 239-337-3776. Also coming up at 4:30, Rob Bradford will join us from Fenway. We'll get into the Red Sox, who are just blowing people away. And last night it took a little more effort, but Mookie Betts had one of the great at-bats of the year by far. And we'll get in with Rob about baseball, not just the Sox and the Jays, but the American League East, the rumors, and baseball in general. So, we got that. We got some side stories going on about how you reacted to Disney and the sexual innuendos and how you explain to your children, and also the violence that goes on, the deaths, the horrible deaths, graphic, like Mufasa getting killed by Uncle Scar, things of that nature, Bambi dying in a fire, all that stuff. Just wondering how you guys react to it and explain to your young children when they ask questions. I don't have young children for that very reason. Al Riveron is going. Al Riveron, Senior Vice President of Officiating, got some interesting stuff. ESPN comes out with some interesting things every now and then on their football page. And ESPN's NFL Nation answered a series of questions this week, breaking down the league division by division. So I'm just going to give you the consensus of everything that's been going on with this. And it's got, like, who they think is going to win the division, playoff teams, players on the hot seat, that kind of thing, who's got more to prove than others, and all that stuff. We're going to get into all that as well. And whatever you guys want to talk about, it's like a free-form Friday, whatever you want, 239-337-3776. Chris is going on a cruise by himself for the first time by himself with his young son. Yes, he's going to have a couple family members with him, but any advice?
My wife's not going to be there, which is the key one.
Which I'm not sure he's going to be able to handle it. What's she doing while you're away?
Nothing.
My girl wants she works to party all the time.
She works for the school district, so she's obviously not working right now.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe I should like leave a list of things that I want done by the time I get back.
You cannot do that. Leave a list of things I want done. Like what? Put a
nothing
nail
big
in the door?
No, I wouldn't have.
Bathrobe hook?
No, I wouldn't have her do that. Like organize the playroom.
God, you leave that. She will dump every one of those toys into whatever area on your chair, your private chair there.
Purge my clothing drawers. Get rid of all the stuff that I don't wear anymore.
Whoa, you can't have your wife do that. And then she's going to throw out something you inevitably will say, what did you do that for?
Yeah, you're right. That's probably not a good idea.
Purge? Can you see Chris writing this on a list for Sam? Purge my drawers. I'll just mow the lawn.
I won't do that.
Dust. Vacuum.
Ooh, those are good ones.
Why don't you do it?
Steam mop.
Swiffer.
No. I'll just Swiffer. Steam mop. Really clean the tile. Don't just get the dirt off the top.
Get build down the dog in there. Build a doghouse. clean the lanai screens. Hose them down.
I need to go to like.
No. How about this?
I need to go rent a pressure washer before I go home tonight.
She's gonna change the locks. You have
leave it in the garage.
You leave. If you ever left her a list, she would change the locks.
Organize the garage.
Organize.
There you go.
Sweep the garage
up. That should work well.
Yeah, you leave a list.
Yeah, so she's doing nothing next week is what my bet is.
Well, good for her. She's earned it.
Yeah. But then the second I walk through the door, handing the kid over,
mm-hmm.
take him somewhere. Uh-huh. I'm staying at the house by myself. I'm watching golf. Open championship golf. Nonetheless.
We're going to break 239 says, my daughter and I just watched Lion King. She got a little teary and started to cry, probably in the Mufasa scene. I told her, aren't you glad you're not a lion? That's a great way to handle it, I guess.
And
but what do you do? Mufasa gets thrown off a cliff by Scar.
Okay.
You're sitting there with your little four-year-old. And
here's a question for everybody, because I know in the Lion King, I recorded it on Freeform. So we just fast-forward through the commercials.
Oh.
I fast-forward through the part where the dad dies because I'm a dad. I don't want Everett seeing that. Now, if a mom dies in a movie, I have no problem letting that play out. I have no problem watching the beginning
jerk.
Of Finding Nemo. I'm just realizing that maybe it's like something internally where I don't like seeing...
Your kid has never seen Scar push Mufasa.
No, he's seen it a few times, but when I'm doing the fast-forwarding... I'll skip past it, and I'll go to the part where, Simba is being chased by the hyenas, and he's told to never come back after falling in the thorn pit. Yeah, I'll skip it.
Oh, that's terrible. That is absolutely terrible. Chris Bonanno, been on a Disney cruise with my wife and two boys, and 10 other family members had a great time. Okay, interesting. All right, we're taking your phone calls at 239-337-3776. We're going to take a quick break, though, because coming up next is going to be Chris's Obscure Sportsman, and then get right back to the calls right here. Sheeman and Shepard rolling on till 6 on 99.3 ESPN.
Craig and Pete have you covered on the main sports. Chris will get you covered on everything else. It's the Obscure Sports Minute.
Last night in the Canadian Football League, the Calgary Stampeders remained undefeated, beating the Red Blacks of Ottawa 27-3. Tonight, as I hit my microphone, tonight the Toronto Argonauts go to Edmonton to play the Eskimos. You can check that game out on ESPN2 at 9 o'clock. Tomorrow night, you got the Winnipeg Blue Bombers going to British Columbia to face the Lions. Last night, the WNBA saw the Dallas Wings, led by Skylar Diggins-Smith with 22 points, beat the LA Sparks 92-77. Tonight in the WNBA, the 2-18 Indiana Fever are on the road to play Atlanta. Mercury's at Phoenix is at Connecticut. Mystics host the Sky, and the Aces travel to Minnesota to play the Lynx. Getting ready for the Open Championship next week. We got the Scottish Open going on through two rounds. Robert Rock leads at 13 under. You know him because he doesn't wear a hat. A weird look out there. Ricky Fowler is just three off the lead and tied for third. Patrick Reed is at 6 under. Took Patrick Reed three strokes to get out of a greenside bunker today in Scotland. And NASCAR this weekend in Kentucky for the Quaker State 400 at Kentucky Speedway. NBCSN will have it covered Saturday night at 7:30.
Wow. Wow. Great stuff. Great stuff. Especially the WNBA. Just set my DVR for that.
Well, it's, you know, they should be paid as much as the guys, Pete.
Wrong. Untrue, despite what the rookie from
Vegas
says.
Who was the player? Okay.
I don't know. She's delusional. Absolutely.
Yes, wants to be paid the same amount as LeBron James.
So did we resolve anything this hour except you get yourself in more hot water because you're going on this Disney cruise. You said you're going to leave your wife a list of things you want done by the time you get back.
I said that half tongue-in-cheek.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Half.
I don't know about that.
No, but I am getting... Seriously, if you guys have been on a Disney cruise, I don't know if there's more than one, the Disney cruise... However you say it, Give me some hints. Give me some things to do. I've had a couple people call me, a couple people texting in. I need to fill my days. We're getting off the boat one day that we're in the Bahamas.
Yep.
We're going to a beach. Disney owns like their own private island that they drop you off at.
Just a little mermaid come
right, yeah,
up the shore.
Hopefully. Maybe she'll fall in love with me.
Yeah, but you're taken. You have to let her down gently.
Different country. International.
Oh, is that like going to Vegas? What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas?
It's like the area code rule.
Different?
Or the zip code rule.
Really? Oh, you have like a 1,000-mile radius?
I don't know. These are all stuff I've just read about online.
Okay. But it works both ways.
Right. Yeah. I'm in international waters at that point, Pete. I can't.
Oh, God.
Although I don't know because like you go to, you know, Little Mermaid, good mermaid. Mermaids from Pirates of the Caribbean. Bad mermaids. They'll eat you. They will kill you. So I don't know.
Yeah.
All on board for this whole mermaid thing.
Greek mythology had the sirens that just kind of seduce you with their music, and then you get to them on the rock.
Oh, see, now that's very similar to then, the mermaids in Pirates of the Caribbean.
It's all based on Greek mythology. A lot of that stuff is. 239-337-3776, 239-337-3776. 2 hours down, two to go. I promise we have some football stuff. We're going to keep the conversation, though, still out there. Those of you who have little children and which somehow got into about,
deaths
and sexual overtones in Disney cartoons and how you explain to little Joey and little Sally, some of the excuses are pretty good that you guys have come up with, but it's very, very interesting. We also have more giveaways to give away as well. In fact, want to give away Stony Brook right now?
Yeah, we can do that now.
Let's do that right now. Let's take call number 9 right now at 239-337-3776. Get a free round of golf at Stony Brook. 239-337-3776. 239-337-3776. Free round of golf at Stony Brook. And then Sheeman and Shepard rolls on with hour number 3 right here on 99.3 ESPN.